KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The printing of ballot papers for next month's general elections has started. That's according to Gauteng's provincial electoral officer Thabo Masemola, who says preparations for the May 29 polls are at an advanced stage. This morning, the IEC hosted a ceremony where political parties and independent candidates contesting in Gauteng signed the electoral code of conduct. By signing the code, participants agree to speak out against political violence and threats and promote conditions of free and fair elections. KZN paramedics and other emergency responders are mourning the passing of one of their own. The news of Derek Banks's death emerged last night. He was the operations manager for First Responder KZN. The group's KZN director, Jody Jones, says Banks dedicated over 20 years to the emergency services sector, starting his career at the Red Cross.
He saved countless lives in his career as a paramedic. He's well known to the emergency service and he's a well-known name in the emergency service, both in KZN and in Durban and nationally as well. He had such a big heart and he was really the most gentlest, kindest person to all his patients, to everyone that he worked with. He's been a mentor to many people in the emergency service, and I think there are a lot of paramedics today that owe their careers to Derek Banks.
Close friend Andreas Matthias shared a heartbreaking tribute on Facebook. He says Banks' death is a tremendous loss to the industry.
Derek was one of those paramedics who was selfless in his task in helping the community. He would go the extra mile, and it doesn't matter whether it was a good sunshine day or a bad storm. If Derek was available, he would make a plan, make an effort to get you, and he was never shy of assisting wherever he was needed.
Banks is survived by his three children. And in Gauteng, former Tshwane Mayor Morunwa Makwarela has passed away. It's understood the 52-year-old died early this morning after a brief illness. The Cope councillor served as Tshwane Speaker before being elected mayor at the end of February last year. But his tenure lasted a week. After it emerged, he was declared an unrehabilitated insolvent in 2016, making him ineligible. He was charged with fraud over the rehabilitation certificate he had submitted to the city to keep his position. The top story this hour, the printing of ballot papers for next month's general elections has started, and that's according to Gauteng's provincial electoral officer Thabo Masemola, who says preparations for the May 29 polls are at an advanced stage. You can find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.